This just in, a swastika has never killed anyone. This is the news according to me. Oh boy. Yes, this is what kind of statement is that? How dare you say such a thing? It's true. Where have we gone in our society? Anyway, it's just more happy news here on the news, according to me. I find myself continually going right down the rabbit hole into the dregs of all the things that are crazy in our society today. I don't know why it's Friday. I should be, by the way, Shabbat Shalom. I'll wait for you to say it back to me. The craziness here is, I don't understand sometimes the rhetoric that gets ramped up so easily by all these people who are supposedly so educated and so much more enlightened and above us all, us common folks, us commoners, out there with the dirt under their fingernails, and they're just the dregs of society out there, the little people. They have, they just continually go on and on and on in their lives, and they really don't care about what's in my cup. And you really should care about what's in my cup, because it's my cup, and you should care. Well, today I have a mixture. I don't even know what's in this cup anymore, because it's basically pretty much everything I've said is in my cup for the last, week is probably in this cup. It's probably a small amount of it in this cup. I don't think I've rinsed this cup out all week. I just keep adding stuff to it, and I never drink it all. That's got to be healthy. I do wash the lid. I got a little, it's like a little flippy flop lid thing that keeps it from spilling, because I'm a mess. I'm an absolute mess when it comes to, if it can be spilled, it will be spilled. I can clean my truck out. In fact, I drove my truck today. I've got a Dodge Dakota with a V8. It's a 2004. I bought it brand new. Actually, I bought it in 2003. It was so new. I bought it before it was new. First new truck I've ever owned in my entire life. And it will be probably the last brand new truck I ever own in my life. My wife and I went through this little financial shift at one point, because we sold one house, bought another house, and ended up with some cash after it was all said and done. Not really, but we had some cash in our pocket for a moment. And so we went out and we bought new vehicles because we had cash. We could pay cash for the vehicles. And in the process of doing that, I mean, back then, this was in a day when you could walk in and say, I'm a cash buyer. I'm going to write you a check for this car. What's your best deal? And if they didn't give it to me, I'd walk out the door. And they'd be chasing me out the door. Well, let's sharpen our pencil here. We'll sharpen our pencil. This is the way it used to be. That's part of the, I guess that's in the art of the deal. And I've never read the book. But part of the art of the deal is being willing to walk away from the table. I've gotten people, car dealers, chewed down on cars. Chewed down, C-H-E-W-E-D. Some people accuse me of saying something else there. I did not say what you thought I said. Not that you should condemn me for it anyway. Even if I did, shouldn't be put in prison. So I would go into car dealerships, and I would walk out with awesome deals. Compared to what other people were doing. Some people just walk in and say, well, can you give me $100 off? Can you give me some free floor mats? Oh, I'm getting the floor mats. And the salesman is going to be crying when I leave, because he's only going to get his minimum amount. That's all he's getting. He's not going to make his quota off me. And part of that is, And I feel bad for the guy, but he didn't have to sell it to me. He could have said no. That's the way that goes. So that's my philosophy on the whole project. You can just say no. I'll just walk out the door. You can laugh at me or whatever you want. Oh, it's just a here comes that tire kicker guy. He's just trying to get the best deal he can. Well, of course I am. Maybe you've never heard the term, a penny saved is a penny earned. If I can walk in there and save $500, that's quite a few dining out experiences with the missus. Nowadays it's about 5. But the point is that that's kind of the free market. That's part of the free market, the whole free market thing. Anyway, we had this cash money. And we went out and I'm moving faster than my mouth is moving faster than my tongue. That's the problem. I didn't do any warm-ups, stretches, mouth stretches or anything this morning before I got out of bed. I usually warm up a little bit because I hurt myself getting out of bed. Apparently I get up and I got, you know, something, I slept wrong or something. I pulled a muscle in my arm. And what'd that happen there? I don't know. So, again, another bunny trail on here on the Friday show. This is the Friday bunny trail is really what this should be called. So to back up down the main bunny trail I was on, we bought this truck. And, of course, I got a huge deal on a thing. It was exactly everything I wanted on it. It was the Dodge Dakota V8, four-wheel drive, crew cab. It's a four-door. Has a short bed. Has a tow package on it with the hitch system and everything on there. Red with silver trim. And it was brand new. Had a CD player and a cassette player in it because back then, I still had cassettes that I wanted to play. I went into a dealer, by the way. I went into this one dealer here locally, and we took a test drive. We're test drive. I'm a big test drive guy. I like to test drive everything. I want to know what this thing's going to do. I want to know how it feels. I want to know how it drives, how I sit in it, all that stuff. So we test drove this thing, and it seemed that the salesperson didn't understand the idea of never say no to a customer. We took a test drive, and this thing had a CD player. Didn't have a cassette player in it. I think it was actually an 03. I don't even think it was an 04 at that time. This was middle, like the end of summer in 2003. Right near maybe the beginning of fall. Because I ended up buying the one I've got. I ended up buying that one. Like the day before Thanksgiving or something. It was like right before Thanksgiving. It was in November sometime. And ended up buying this thing. I didn't buy the one from this guy locally. Went for the test drive, and I said, do you have any of these with a cassette player in them? And he kind of was like, well, nobody wants a cassette player anymore. Oh, I guess I'm nobody. You just called me nobody. Nobody wants a cassette player. Well, I want a cassette player. And that makes me nobody. The test drive was over. I didn't tell him that. I drove back to the lot, parked the car, never went back. About 2 weeks later, I bought this other truck, brand new, from a dealer about 600 miles away because of, you know, the internet. Back then, it was kind of a new thing. And so I got this, I saw this truck, it was brand new, it's on eBay. It was a local dealer down in North Carolina that was selling this truck. And they were trying this new thing where they were doing online sales. And they had a price, it was exactly what I wanted. It was the right color, had all the stuff on it, the tow package, the whole thing. Right motor, the right everything. But the price was a little high. So I made him an offer. I said, I will be down there tomorrow. I will wire you the money today and be down there tomorrow. because I had some slight privileges at that time. And I will pick the truck up at the airport if you can bring or you can pick me up at the airport, whatever you got to do. I can sign the papers at the parking lot at the airport for all I care. I will be in there. You can pick me up and I will wire the funds today. But this is my price. Oh, no, we can't accept that. We already have our lowest price on the thing. So I didn't even respond. I might have said, okay, thanks, or whatever. That's too bad. Okay, thanks, or something to that effect. The next day, I got another email. Oh, by the way, I've been talking this over with my manager, and we've decided to go ahead and move the vehicle. So, I guess moving the vehicle was, I guess it was in the way. You know, it's a brand new truck. It's not even 2004 yet. But they need to move the vehicle. Now, I know that there are incentives from most motor companies. If they sell a certain number of cars, they also get incentives beyond, even if they don't make any money on that vehicle itself. They get, especially new vehicles, at least back then they did. I don't know if they do now or anymore. I said, sold, done deal. He was basically saying, yeah, we'll take that. He said, I will be in on flight such and such tomorrow. I will wire the funds today, and I'll be there tomorrow. You can meet me in the parking lot with the paperwork, and we'll get it signed off. And I want some floor mats, and bring me a temporary plate so I can get it home. They showed up in the parking lot with all the paperwork, signed it all, done, deal, everything's done. I drove it home from the airport. Spent all night driving. Got back. There you go. Thanksgiving Day. Now, at the same time, we went locally to buy my wife a car. Ended up getting her a Nissan Pathfinder. Now, this one was a little different story. It was a 2003, but it was a leftover. It's the end of the year now. They want to move this car. When we went to buy it, I walked in there. We looked at it. We looked at looked at everything they had, and looked at this one. It was really a good fit for what she needed, for what she wanted, and seemed like a good vehicle. And so we talked to the sales guy, and was like, "Well, we're offering cash for this car. What's the best deal you can do?" Well, we don't really make deals on cash sales anymore because we really sell financing now. We're really more interested in selling the financing. It was an experience. We walked into the sales office. I felt like I was walking into a bank. They really want you to get on the sales plan. It was the weirdest, most bizarre thing I have ever seen. But that they were really into. They realized that the money, the real money to be made, was in interest, was in making payments on this thing. Well, I wasn't interested in that. So I said, well, we'll write you a check today for this amount. Or you can try to sell it to somebody else and finance it. They took it. Rather reluctantly, at least the salesperson did. I don't understand. Somebody made the decision, yeah, well, this is a good deal to sell it. I mean, you have to realize it was a leftover. It was way below sticker price. And we walked out of there with the car. They tried to raise the price, and then we were going to walk out. I was like, well, that's. I said, no, this is my price. This is my final price. You don't understand. I'm walking out the door. Well, we have to have this for this. So I said, no, I'm not giving you any. I'm giving you a check for this amount. You make it all work. You make all your little delivery fees and all your, you know, preparation fees and all the other stuff that you do. You make it fit into this amount. This is how it's working. I'm not paying anything more than this. I'm walking out the door. Driving the truck off, and this is the amount that I'm paying. Otherwise, I'm walking out the door with this check. Because you see, you'd have need to be willing to say no. That's the biggest bargaining chip you've got. I'll walk out the door. I helped somebody else. Somebody else found out about my prowess and my ability to get good deals on cars. I'd helped several people. This one gal was a good friend of our. She was a good friend of my wife's, and she was like, well, I want to buy this car. She wasn't married, and she was like, well, I'm gonna go buy this car. I really like this car. on the way over to this to see the car, she wanted me to take a look at it, and she just basically wanted somebody to actually, you know, actually take another look at it to make sure there wasn't anything wrong with it. But I found a whole bunch of dings and scratches in it that she didn't see. That should have been her first clue that there were some issues. That she was blinded a little bit by this love affair she was having with the car. And I, on the way over there, I said, "Now, so are you willing to walk away from this deal?" "Well, no, I want this car." It's like, "Well, then I can't help you chew the price down because you got to be willing to walk away. I mean, and be serious about it, not just pretend. You can't play pretend games." I was able to get a few things done. And I made sure that they took it to the body shop and got the little scratches and dings out of the car. It was only a couple years old. So you're paying this much for the car, you're going to pay full price. They have a body shop here. Get this stuff fixed. They can do this stuff here. It'll take them, you know, 5 or 6 hours. They'll get it done. And you'll have a car that's impeccable in terms of the way it looks. And she drove that car for many, many years. I mean, it was a good car. Don't get me wrong. Good solid car. Anyway, but she paid more than I would have paid for it. Probably a couple $1,000s more than I would have gotten it for. Or maybe I wouldn't have gotten it at all. But I would have gotten one somewhere. For the price I was willing to pay. That all being said, let's discuss again once what's in my cup. And this whole thing about the cup in my truck. See, I knew where I was going, and I circled back to where I was, because I took lessons from Circle Back Psaki. I just like about every show I say her name. It's because I just think it's a funny way to say it. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do, because it's really... I entertain myself, which is really all I do here with this show. Think about it. I'm sitting in a dark room talking to a microphone all by myself. Some would say this is a psychological disorder, but here I am entertaining myself for an hour. I used to do this when I was a little kid, by the way. I'll get back to the truck. Don't worry. My dad had this reel-to-reel recorder. I think I've actually talked about this on the show maybe early on, way early on in the show. Even before the days of Rabbi Rick, which was way before the show was any fun. My dad had this reel-to-reel recorder, which is, for those of you who are less than 40 years old, you probably don't know what that is. They had these, you have these cassette tapes that have little reels inside of them. If you've ever seen a cassette tape, it's just so you get this like tape stuff inside there that's spinning around. Of course, the cassette gets to one end and then you have to flip it over because they record two different tracks on there. So it goes, I don't know if it's two tracks or I guess it's two tracks on each channel. I don't know how they used to do it. Well, originally it was just one track on one side. And you could flip it over and record on the other side, but those were the fancy ones. That was the fancy tape. You had to pay extra for those, the fancy tape. But they used to be just the reels were just open. You could pull the reel out and just basically kept things on one reel. And then you'd have an empty reel and you'd feed the thing through the machine and over to the other side. And you'd wrap it around the other side and you start your recording with that. And he had a small, it was considered small. It was probably about 10 or 11 inches long by... probably 7 or 8 inches wide. And then it was probably about 2 or 3 inches thick with batteries in it. And it was a recorder. It was actually a recorder. He could take it along to meetings and record things and record his meetings and stuff. And, of course he loved it when I would play with all of his toys and stuff. All of his tools. I'd get in his toolbox and I'd play with stuff and I'd wreck it. I'd tear up stuff. And I did the same thing with my brother. They left me alone way too much at the house. And I would find things to do. My brother would spend days working on a model, putting together a car or a truck or an airplane. And I'd play with it when he was gone. And I'd break it. I'd put it back in the, on his desk or on his little dresser. And I'd make it so that it looked like it was okay. And my brother would touch it, and of course it would fall apart because it was broken. I was trying to fly it or drive it or move dirt with it or something. And he would course, he knew it was me. He still picks on me to this day about that stuff. Yeah, he'll still do that. My dad had his toolbox out. Of course, you know, you have like a tape measure. I would play with that. He would have stuff like Teflon tape. I didn't know what that was. I would just start pulling it out. I thought it was like a recording reel type thing. You gotta remember, I'm like 3 or 4 years old. I'm doing this stuff. And I remember it like it was yesterday. Not because I got beat for doing it, but just because it was fun. I was so inquisitive. And I was just, so my dad had this recorder. And I would imagine in today's money, the thing was probably worth about $1,000. I don't know. I'm sure it was not cheap. The first little handheld calculator that we bought was a digital calculator, by the way. Handheld battery-operated digital calculator. I think my parents paid maybe 40 or 50 bucks for it. And it did nothing. It wasn't a scientific calculator by any means. It was just a basic math. I took it to school with me. Boy, those were in the days when you could get in trouble for taking a calculator to school because it was, you're cheating. You're a cheater. You're cheating on your math project by using a calculator. Of course, now it's required that if you can't use a computer, you're cheating. You're required to use a computer, which is nothing but a big calculator, just calculating ones and zeros. But the idea that I had this thing, and I took it to school with me, and it was a big deal. First digital watches were these deals where you'd push a button and those little digital monochrome LCD or whatever it was, little numbers would come up. And they would appear for about 3 seconds and you look at your clock, look at the time, and then it would go away. If you push it twice, you get the date. This was a big deal. And those watches were like $100 or something. And they were like the iPhone 12. Or the iPhone 27 or whatever it was, whatever it is now. And this stuff was like fancy technology, highfalutin stuff. And, nowadays you'd laugh at that if you saw somebody with something like that. But anyway. So this was the kind of, world I grew up in. Of course, now back then, $40 for something was like $4,000 now. It's, for inflation. I don't know. I'm not a financial guy. I'm also not a doctor or a lawyer. I'm not a epidemiologist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a counselor of any sort. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a guy with a microphone who wants to be a rodeo clown. I'm just a guy with a microphone. I've got a bunch of, opinions. I share them. That's what I do. Anyway, so getting back to the truck. It seems I would clean out my truck. And I've done this over and over throughout the years. I will detail the inside of my truck and get it just spick and span. Because it's one of those things where you're working in your truck, you're using the thing. I was working on a boat at the time. Back in 2004, 2005, I was working on this boat project that I worked on for like 7 years. I finally got it in the water, but it still wasn't really sailable. And the truck got all, just got messy. It would get messy. I would eat in the truck. I would, when it would rain, I would sit in the truck and eat. I would eat anyway. I was just eating all the time. And then I would, you're messy and sloppy, and you got glue on you. I was working with epoxy and sawdust and all this stuff and paint and all this stuff. It just got messy. So I once in a while, I would go through and just detail the inside of that truck and just clean the daylights out of it. It had a lot of daylights in it. I had to clean them all out. I had to get special daylight cleaner. So I had all this stuff. I was cleaning the truck out. And it would never fail. I would get this thing cleaned out. And within a day or two, I would go someplace to get something to eat. I would have like a large sweet tea. Believe it or not, I used to drink sweet tea a lot. And I would get the sweet tea and it would never fail. I somehow something would happen as I was either buying it at the drive-thru or whatever I was doing, or just taking it from the house to the truck. As I was putting the cup down into the cup holder, I would be just getting in the truck, doing whatever I was doing. somehow the cup would go flying out of my hand, either caught on something and tipped over, or the cup itself would, didn't know, the lid wasn't on right, or whatever was going on. It was always unexpected and never, it was almost, I almost had to like go through an investigation of what exactly happened to this cup to make, to do what, for what, it was like an explosion sometimes. It was just, the whole thing was just tea everywhere. Now, I don't know if you know anything about sweet tea, about how much sugar is in sweet tea. And what happens when sweet tea is not cleaned out of everything right away, and just how sticky it gets over time. And then what that stickiness does with dirt and any kind of particles and particulates that get into the truck, as well as attracting, you know, varmints. Vermin. So the truck would be a mess. It would attract, you know, it gets sticky, it would get dirt, anything that was in the truck, any kind of, you know, it was dog hair, whatever it was sticking inside the truck. And of course, that would go on for a couple months. And then I'd clean it again. I'd go through a deep cleaning. And the same thing would happen. I mean, it wouldn't be a week. It was like the next time I drove the truck, something would happen, made a mess. This went on for years and years. Now, I've had the truck, keep in mind, I've had this truck for almost 20 years. It's been, I bought it in 03, and this is 22. I've had the truck for almost 19 years. Still, I drove it in today, by the way. It's a little worse for wear. It's got some rust on it. I'll admit that. It's got a little rust. This is northern Indiana, by the way, where they salt the roads all year long, seems like. Just in case, you know, just in case it snows. Keep a nice layer of salt on that road. It's 70 degrees out, but you never know here in Indiana. So they, the thing has had some rust issues. Now, my Volvos have never had corrosion issues at all. I've had cars that are 20 years old. I had a 2001 Volvo. Could have taken a nut off the bottom of the thing. It's never been removed as far as I know, and it comes off just like it's like it was made yesterday. Unbelievable corrosion protection on those things. Not so with the Dodge products, apparently, or at least the ones from then. So I've got this truck. Now, I don't know why I got started talking about the truck, because I was talking about tea. And what was in my cup here? Just, you know, and I drove my truck today, so now, thankfully, I got it all the way here, and my cup did not explode. That's the whole moral of this story. So we're halfway into the show right now, and I'm still talking about what's in my cup, and the fact that it didn't explode. And it does taste good. I've got a little bit of sweet tea in there. I've got some V8 Splash. I also have some V8 Fusion Energy Drink in there, which has a little bit of caffeine in it. It's a joke. To call it an energy drink is kind of a joke. I like the V8 Fusion products better than... Now, I did find V8 Fusion last night. I've been looking for V8 Fusion, by the way. And this has been a saga that's been going on all week. And I better report to you about what's going on with it. I found V8 Fusion. Peach mango is the one that's hard to find. The strawberry banana, sometimes you can find that. But V8 Splash is like $2.98 for a quart size or whatever, the 42-ounce, whatever it is, the big jug thing. I could find it online, but you had to buy four of them, and it was $85, which is over $20 a bottle. I'm not going to spend that kind of money. That's like $5 a cup, the size of cups I use anyway. I just thought that was ridiculous. I'm not spending that to get my fruits and vegetables. This is 100% juice, by the way. It's a little different than Splash. Splash is 5% juice, and it's mostly from carrots. The V8 Fusion has all kinds of goodies in there. The strawberry banana tastes a little bit like vegetables. You can kind of get that, there's a little bit of a vegetable taste to it. The peach mango really has it's kind of got this islandy taste to it, and I really like mixing it with stuff like, usually what I'll do is get peach nectar. I'll mix it in there with peach nectar, and it just makes it a little more peachy, and it's really good stuff. It's good. But I've been mixing it with tea as well, with my sweet tea, and that works really well. Now, I did find last night at Meijer, I found $3.20 peach mango fusion. They had several of them there, and I got a couple of them. And I also got one of the strawberry bananas, just in case. So now you can rest easy, knowing that I'll be well supplied with my V8 Fusion, and I'll have all kinds of energy. Maybe my tongue will actually be able to keep up with my mouth now as I'm speaking. Don't know. I'm not going to guarantee anything. There's no guarantees on that. So, having said all that, what was this? What was this? So, Kevin, what was this swastika statement that you made here at the beginning of the show? A swastika never killed anyone. Well, think about it. A flag or anything printed on it, far as I know, has never killed anyone unless somebody wrapped your head in it, I suppose, and lit it on fire. That's about the only way. I mean, it's what's printed on something on a piece of paper or on a flag. This gets back to this whole thing of sticks and stones might break my bones, but names will never hurt me. This we have become so weenified in our current society that even the mention of something, the mention of a word, can trigger people to, oh, I'm so shocked and I'm offended. I'm so scared. This is the point we're at now, folks. There was a lady on a Zoom call with a group of people, and there were people on the call who were not wearing masks. This triggered her. I just don't feel safe talking to people without a mask on. They should be wearing a mask. I just don't feel safe. This lady was like 200 miles away from these people that were talking without a mask, but she didn't feel safe. It just triggered her. So the company caved on that and decided that, well, we'll just require everybody to wear a mask when they're on screen, when they're on video. Wouldn't it be better to just say, maybe you need to go see a counselor, lady? It sounds like you've got some kind of trauma that you need to deal with. Because this is obviously not a threat to you, but you are threatened, and it's unreasonable. It's an unreasonable threat. You're out of your mind, lady. You're nuts. Okay, you need help. I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying that we've gotten to this point where we're kowtowing to this kind of idea. It is absolutely insane. Change my mind. So this Trudeau, for instance, just brings up the word, there are swastikas and what else did he say? White supremacists and all kinds of things going on down at this protest from the truckers there in Canada. You know, the easy way to stop all this, now I think that the leftists, I've been listening to several individuals. I think it was last night. He had on his show, he was talking about the protests there and how the leftists in this country are terrified by what's happening in Canada right now because they see that the working class people are not standing down. They're done. They've had it with all this stuff. And they backed him into a corner far enough that they're saying, no, you would take away my truck. You've already taken away my truck. I haven't been able to work for 2 years or whatever's going on. And they shut down the economy. They did all this stuff to people. They locked them in their homes and made them prisoners for the good of society. Well, they went out and partied and did things without their masks on and went to dining establishments and all kinds of things without masks on. Not that I care about the mask thing. And now we're just now finding out that cloth masks don't do anything. They're not really making that a big deal because they realize they've been pushing it for the last 2 years so much that they kind of need to just kind of quiet down about it. So why are we still wearing masks on airplanes? They're not surgical masks. They're not checking people for the quality of their mask. As long as you got that face covered up, buddy, you're good to go. You're protecting everybody. Yeah, that's what we need. The CEOs of the airline, major airlines anyway, have asked to have it removed. And of course, no, the government, no, we can't let it go. No, that's public safety, no. Okay, whatever. This is stupid. While we again start scooping up millions of masks out of the ocean now. because they get thrown away all the time. Again, my ability to rant knows no bounds. I will just continue to rant the rest of the day. Even after the show is over, I just keep on ranting. Because I know my wife loves it. My wife just loves to hear me rant. I'm pretty sure she does. Anyway, I don't know. I don't stop ranting long enough to find out. But I'm pretty sure she does. Might have something to do with why she's finds other things to do when I'm around. I'm not sure what's maybe I should get a clue there. The weekend is coming. Next week is going to be difficult. I did want to hit some of the headlines here. Things that are in the headlines right now. That before we head into the weekend, because I want to send you off into the weekend with knowing what's going on, well informed, so that as you enjoy your time with your family, your days off. If you have a couple days off this weekend, Saturday, Sunday. Most people have Saturday, Sundays off. You may not. I don't, but most people do. Well, a lot of people do. Some people don't. I don't. I've got to head to work on Saturday because I start work on Sunday up in Appleton. So I've got to do that. Denmark has stopped the vaccines. I haven't read the details on this. All I know is that they have stopped the vaccines. I don't know what their reasoning is on this. I think, was it Sweden that didn't lock down at all? They were the one country, one of the main countries, at least in the Western world, that did not lock down. I just remember Trump got out after the whole thing was over and said, "We did the right thing by locking down. Sweden is seeing a spike." Yeah, they saw a spike and it went away quicker than ours did. In terms of per capita and the saturation of people there, it's much greater. We got a huge, you have to realize, Australia, people think of other countries, they don't think of things in per capita numbers. Oh, there's more shootings in, more murders and stuff in America than there are in England. Yeah, let's look at how many people there are there compared to how many people there are here. Over 300 million people here. Fewer than 60 million there. Australia, less than 30 million people. And yet the country is the size of the continental United States. Let's, get some perspective on some of this stuff sometimes. And then you'll figure it out. But no, they play with those kinds of numbers and back and forth. Denmark wakes up and stops vaccines. Let's see. Let's see what happens here with, this is an AP news story. Denmark officials see no reason to give more COVID vaccines. So let's take a look at this real quick. Copenhagen, Denmark. Health authorities in Denmark said Friday that they were considering winding down, quote, that's a quote, winding down the country's coronavirus vaccination program in the spring and see no reason now to administer a booster to children or a fourth shot to any more residents at risk of severe COVID-19. So no fourth shot. The Danish health authority said in a statement outlining its reasoning that the third infection wave in the European nation was waning due to the large population immunity. The very high vaccine coverage in Denmark, especially with the third shot, means that we can cope with increasing infection without getting serious illness, the government agency said in a statement. Last month, the Danish government said, of course, again, they're going to give credit. Anything positive that happens out of this is going to be, the credit is going to be to the vaccines and to the politicians who forced you to take them. Last month, the Danish government said it would offering a fourth vaccine dose to older adults and other vulnerable citizens because the pandemic situation had worsened amid the rapid spread of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. But a health authority assessment concluded that three shots had provided good protection. In other words, the fourth shot provided nothing. Because even the third shot provided nothing against Omicron, other than maybe lack of symptoms. Now, this is even controversial, a controversial statement on the whole idea of the vaccine protecting you against worsening symptoms with Omicron, because Omicron has proven to be a very much more mild case. In fact, the doctor who discovered Omicron has come out publicly now and said he was pressurized. They put him in a little container and pressurized him. And when they opened him up, he fizzled. He was pressured into saying, they wanted him to say that Omicron was not as, what was the word they used? I think it might actually be in this one report, if I can find this report here. Retiring Democrat, resident back mile. No more stories about Kavanaugh, Biden. It's got to be here somewhere, because I'm pretty sure it was in this string. It was in my email. I'm going to go back to my email and see if I can find it here. Bear with me for just one moment, if you would, as you always do, because you always do. Amazon, let's see, doctor users, reliable users. Inspector General says that the NSA is still saying, still spying on Americans, and no one seems to care. The NSA is doing that. They always have been, by the way. Let's see here. It's got to be here somewhere. It must have been a while back. CDC signals changes to COVID vaccine scheduling. Police seeing this is Bob Saget died actually of a head injury, I guess, apparently. And we're not sure exactly how that, you know, whether he fell down, hit his head, but that's what the cause of death, I guess, now has been determined is a head injury of some sort. We don't know what caused the injury. I guess that's what we don't know yet. Under Biden, Sweden declares the pandemic to be over. I'm pretty sure Sweden was the country that didn't do the lockdowns. But now they are basically saying pandemic is over. So I guess there was a trucker supporter guy honking his horn, this old guy. I don't know what I would have done if I had been there and seen this. I saw the video. These guys were video recording the police kind of rough handling and bruising up this old guy who apparently just all he did was honk his horn in support of the truckers. And they arrested this guy. And I mean, it wasn't pretty. It was, he's an old guy. He had to be in his 70s. They had him on the ground. They had him, they were wrestling with him, all kinds of stuff, like pushing him around and twisting his arm and, the pleasant Canadians. I'll guarantee you, if I'd have been there, it would have been hard for me to contain myself. I would have given them something to deal with. I would have said, sir, you just leave. They can deal with me. You bullies with all your guns and all your stuff. Dude, just take it out on me. Let that guy go. It was ridiculous. I'm afraid that there's going to come a time when this probably is going to happen for me. I'm probably going to end up going to jail. If I see something like that in person, it's going to be really hard for me to not step in and do something. Maybe I'm just talking big because I got this big podcast and I got all these people to listen to me. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, maybe not. So Iran has a new missile now as well. Let's see, I'm just looking through all this stuff. I'm trying to find, has a new missile that can strike the Middle East anywhere it wants to. I believe it can also strike Israel and the U.S. bases, I guess, in the Middle East. Let's see here. What else we got here? The Blaze, Horowitz, DHS, disgustingly, dangerously close to criminalizing First Amendment political beliefs. They are. The Department of Homeland Security is getting involved in things right now that they never got involved in. They're getting involved in the whole trucker thing that's starting to form in the U.S. now. Department of Homeland Security, we're on the case. Because these people are thugs, and they're damaging people's lives, and they're, really? Oh, so Antifa and BLM, did you ever lift a finger to do anything about them? Anything? Did they threaten anybody's life? Did they take away anybody's livelihood? Did anybody get killed in those protests, as you call them, those mostly peaceful protests, how many people died in those? Yeah, don't get me started there. U.S. concealed carry. It's got to be right here somewhere. The I will find it. I'll keep looking. All I'm going to do is keep getting distracted by other things real quick here. But this doctor from Africa has come out publicly and said that the officials from the United States and other World Health Organization officials pressured him into saying that Omicron was not as bad. They didn't want him to talk about how it was not a as bad of a virus as what the others were. The severity was not as bad. Just ridiculous stuff. So here's the rest of this Denmark thing. Denmark expanded its vaccination program with two children, 5 to 11 in November. Delta variant was pretty nasty. It's pretty much gone. I mean, everything's, there's very few places where you'll find Delta variant anymore. Yeah, that's about all I'm going to, that's all the further I'm going to dig into that one. However, we also have UK defense. Let's talk about Ukraine a little bit here. UK defense secretary in Moscow amid Ukrainian tensions. So the UK defense secretary, is in Moscow, concerned about the UK tensions. See what happens there. Biden interview shows him incredibly weak and problematic. We've talked about this a little bit on the show. Joe is continuing to decline. I don't know if you've noticed. He looks frail now. He's starting to get that sunken look about him. And whenever he talks, he sounds like he's out of breath. Like it's a struggle for him. Like he's struggling just to talk now. Like it wears him out. It's like all he can do is breathe. And as he's breathing, he can talk as he exhales. He can't actually just make a statement and use his diaphragm to actually continue the statement as long as he needs to make it. There has to be, if he continues, that's the way it sounds to me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he just got back from a jog. I don't know. Maybe he was just out, got back from doing an Ironman competition. I don't know. Maybe that's why he's out of breath. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's just my observation. I don't know. See here, how elite journalists made it to moral crime to made it a moral crime to criticize them. There's a new thing out. I don't know if you've seen this recently. There is a stupid thing out coming out. I think it's on HBO. It's something about white people, and it's the ignorance. Ignorance defines white people, or white. White people are the definition of ignorance, or whatever. It's just all these statements that these people are making. Yeah, I don't like this about white people, but then I also don't like it that they kill me, that they kill us. That annoys me too. Let's talk about the statistics on that one. Shoved. Denied access to Pennsylvania school board meeting. Huh, interesting. That's interesting. Parents shoved and denied access to Pennsylvania school board meeting. So the parents were shoved, and they were denied access to the Pennsylvania school board meeting. That's great. That's great. That's great. That's democracy, because they were interfering with democracy. Democracy seems to be another word for dictatorship these days. Despotism. You want to have measures? Excuse me. All right, flyers. What else we got here? Looks like it's that's about it for the emails I'm going through. Yeah, let's just go with that. The other headlines. A liberal newspaper got shut down when they tried to smear Joe Rogan. Now, I'm not sure what that's about. CNN's new leader admits the network is news for the left. Oh, really? Well, that's news about their news, according to me. So they haven't interviewed me yet, so they need to get my opinion on this. The liberal newspaper, CNN's retiring Democrat says his party basically facing extinction in Tennessee. Turkey steps up its support of Ukraine as Germany remains hesitant. Huh. Turkey, I think, is actually part of NATO, if I remember correctly, which is a weird, post-World War II, Cold War thing. It's kind of a weird organization. I think it's kind of a one-for-all, all-for-one kind of organization, whatever. I guess the Chi-Coms are exposed hypocrisy of corporate social justice warriors. They're actually kind of making them look stupid. The Chi-Coms used COVID to lock down dissenters. So they're using that as an excuse. But yeah, that's unusual for a government to do that to their people. Virginia House GOP leadership. What was that? Now I just lost the whole thing. Just got changed. Let's see. Capitol Hill police beat to death an unconscious Trump supporter. They ruled it objectively reasonable. I saw this report come out, and I wasn't sure. Let's see. Let's go through this article together, shall we? You can learn about it just as I do. While I'm learning about it, you're going to be learning about it. Justin Wenschel, in the jacket here, they got a picture of this, reacts to a, this is from, what is this from? The Epic Times, of course. Let me see if I can find a reader view of this thing. That way I can actually, yeah, we'll do that. That gets rid of all the advertisements. Internal Affairs Bureau conducted a probe in response to a police, Internal Affairs. Yeah, the IA. They went ahead and conducted a probe. We're going to investigate ourselves, find out if we did anything wrong. I'm going to do that to myself. Next time the IRS approaches me about, you haven't paid your taxes for 42 years. Well, I'm going to do I conducted an internal investigation on myself, and I determined that I'm okay. Nothing wrong. Nothing to see here. Move along. Oh, okay. I'll see how that works out for me. The Internal Affairs Bureau conducted a probe in response to a police brutality complaint. The beating, caught on video, by the way, that's my interjection there, my words. The beating of an unconscious Trump supporter by a D.C. Metropolitan Police Department officer on January 6th was deemed to be, quote, objectively reasonable, end quote, after an investigation by the department's Internal Affairs Bureau. The Epic Times has learned. The Internal Affairs investigation was opened in September 2021. Based on a complaint filed by a Texas man who assembled video evidence of the officer striking an unconscious Roseanne Boyland. So that, I guess, is the person who was struck. They were unconscious and the police officer continued to beat them with a steel baton and a large wooden stick at the entrance to the West Terrace Tunnel at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, 2021. Boyland, 34, of Kenshaw, Georgia, was pinned under a pile of protesters who fled the tunnel when police deployed a crowd control gas. After several minutes of being crushed by the weight of the other fallen protesters, Boyland lost consciousness and stopped breathing, witnesses have said. Boyland traveled to Washington, D.C. that day to attend the Stop the Steal rally and hear then President Trump speak at the Ellipse. She became trapped in a crowd that sought entry to the Capitol through the West Terrace Tunnel. As Boyland lay unconscious on the ground, D.C. Metro Police Officer Lila Morris repeatedly struck her with a steel baton and what appeared to be a wooden stick, walking stick, according to a video recording. That's the only source they have is a video recording of this whole thing. Now, this particular entrance, the West Terrace, there's been some very controversial things said by witnesses here, under oath, by the way, saying that the Doors were opened from the inside. Which I'm not exactly sure where they broke into the this looks the picture I'm looking at looks like the place where they broke into a window. This is not a window. This is a door. This is like a double door thing here, and it's obvious that it would have had to have been opened. Someone's saying it was opened from the inside by Capitol Police. That's what they're saying, not by just somebody sneaking around in there opening it up. Why have we not heard about this? We haven't been told about this this particular individual who it's just on and on and on and on on and on. Keep going on and on. I'm concerned right now. Oh, I see Lilla Morris now. There's a picture of her here, of the Metropolitan Police. Metropolitan Police, not even the Capitol Police Department of the District of Columbia. She's a D.C. police officer. This is starting to make more sense now as I'm reading more. I'm kind of skimming through some of this stuff. It's ugly, and there's a reason why it was reasonable, objectively reasonable. No, there's no objectivity to this at all. I guarantee you. Again, you know, the whole Ashley Babbitt thing. We've investigated the person who shot her to death and determined that there's nothing to see here. We're not gonna disclose the information, any information about the person or say who it was, even though that information is out there if you want to find out. Yeah. My concern right now for the truckers in Canada, this is a serious concern. What I'm seeing is, because this thing is spreading to the U.S. now, and they're closing down the borders. They're closing down the alternate borders. They closed down a private bridge. They've also closed down an alternate workaround bridge. They're steps ahead. The farmers have gotten involved in this thing. They're parking tractors on the bridges to make their point now. The farmers are stepping up for the truckers as well. And see, just because it's only 10% of the truckers out there that aren't vaccinated. Well, here's the problem. It's not just 10% of the truckers that are objecting to the mandates. There are other truckers that don't like the mandates as well, and they'll stand up for these guys. Now, there are some that are, you know, lunatics that think it's, well, you should get vaccinated. You have to get vaccinated. You're a bunch of thugs. That's all you are, a bunch of thugs. I heard Geraldo, of all people. Geraldo is, I'll tell you what. I used to have a smidgen of respect for Geraldo. I didn't always agree with everything he said, but I had some respect for the guy. I have no respect for this man anymore. None. None at all. None. As a human being, yes. As a pundit or as someone with an opinion that I should take seriously, I do not have any respect for his opinions. The guy's just, he's off the rails. He's a nut. He's a nutcase. He was calling the truckers thugs. Oh, what they're doing is thugs. That's all. And it's like somebody tried to. I saw this argument with him on the Five. I think it was the Five, or maybe it was on Gutfeld. I don't know. Gutfeld was on there. That's all I know. I think it was on the Five. And they came to him, and he was talking. And I just the idiocy of his arguments is. It just goes beyond the pale. I can't even, jeez. I'm flabbergasted by it. It behooves me to understand how ridiculous some people are going to get. So my concern now is that the FBI and some of because our government now, this administration that's in charge right now, thinks they're in charge right now, they have come out and advised the Trudeau administration that they should use the full force of the federal government. This was if you listen to what he says in this little advisory thing, to me it sounds like, do what we do. you need to set these people up and bring the law down on them because you need to make them look bad. Right now, the truckers are the heroes. Just saying that they've got swastikas and they've got whatever else they've got out there. I don't know what else he said there. They're jeering at the people who are wearing masks and what else are they saying? I don't know. That's not what's going on. And then he's got the audacity to turn right around in the same speech and say, we're not going to let a few people define who we are as Canadians. He's having come out and said, these people are not Canadians. So I guess what you're saying is they're not Canadians. So you're saying that these people who live and work there and have been born there and pay their taxes there and have businesses, they're not Canadians. You're gonna tell us now what being a Canadian is. Being a Canadian means you comply with whatever Trudeau says and you just follow along like sheep and you just do whatever you want. You don't have any right to protest. You know, they want protesters that come down there and hold signs and go away the next day. Okay. They want you to come kiss their ring in their office, bow down to them and treat them like royalty. And maybe they'll talk to you a little bit. That's not what they're going to do. These people have nothing to lose. And then when you see people coming, you know, armies of people walking in with fuel cans to help them after the police took them away, took their firewood, took their fuel. And the temperatures were like, wind chills were in the 40 below. I don't know what they were, what the regular temperatures were. That's Fahrenheit. 40 below Fahrenheit, by the way, is also the same as Celsius. 40 degrees Celsius. Negative 40 Celsius is also negative 40 Fahrenheit. Just a little trivia for you there. In case you happen to find yourself in that kind of condition, you'll know. Because that's you'll be worried about that. Well, it's negative 40 Celsius right now. I wonder what that is in Fahrenheit as I die out here freezing. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, now I know it's both. So anyway, that's the show. I don't know if there's going to be another show today. I got a lot to do. I actually have done a lot this morning already, believe it or not, before the show put out. I'm going to try to get this thing published. Hopefully it's going to get out there before noon. Not sure how it's going to work out. Have to buy lunch somewhere. Go out and eat some lunch somewhere. I can eat some lunch. And got a meeting this evening I got to go to, and then heading out of here tomorrow. So probably will not be a show tomorrow. There might be a show on Sunday that I post on Monday. I'm not sure how this is going to work out yet for this whole weekend thing. I've got a fairly busy day Sunday, Saturday and Sunday both. I'm not sure how it's going to go, but the Monday is definitely Monday through Friday is going to be a pretty busy day. So it's a busy day, busy week. Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless. Keep praying for our nation. Pray for each other. Hang in there. God's still on the throne.